What was it like performing out there to the Amsterdam crowd?
I always like, you know, performing in Holland because the energy and the vibe that I get from the crowd here is like amazing. It reminds me of the Caribbean, you know. So big up to all Amsterdam fans that was there and thank you for supporting. What they did this year was a great lineup of artists that comes to perform and not just sing songs, you know. So for me to be here with like Jacquier and Caperton that are good performers, I personally myself had to go into the performance box and be like, yo, I have to come give a performance, and I feel like I delivered that much.
How has it been touring Europe?
Cold.
I bet. I mean, just slightly colder than Jamaica, but in terms of everything else.
It's wonderful. I mean, sometimes you have your good days and sometimes you have your bad days, but, you know, as Bojo Bantan say, it's not an easy road, but this is our job and we love it and we love pleasing the fans, so.
Let's talk about the album. What are we expecting to hear?
A grown, new Red Rat. It's called Double R. You know, it's all about fun and excitement as what I'm known for, but on a higher standard and an international level.
A different feel to the songs now?
I'm trying to create a new sound because the music industry don't have a genre anymore. It's all one. It's all pop music. So I'm trying to create dancehall pop music.
Funny you say that. Where do you see dancehall evolving in the new decade?
Well, with the help of Red Rat, I'm going to take it into the new millennium as a new millennium music, but never, ever, ever forgetting the culture and where it's coming from.
Do you see dancehall moving away from the Jamaican style?
In some sense, you got producers now that making beats that sound hip-hop-ish, but you still have producers like us that's still doing authentic dancehall music, but with a new twist.